Here's a thought about framed trilogies. Now, for those of you who have been around for a while, you understand what a trilogy is, but I suspect some of you listeners don't know what a trilogy is because maybe you weren't around or weren't paying attention when we published in 2022 a book by the title of Trilogies. And the idea was simply this, that sometimes three images can do something that a single image by itself simply can't do. And so the idea of this book was to use a two-page facing spread for each photographer to submit three images that tied together and were intended to be seen as a group. One of the images needed to be either square or vertical to be on one page. The other two images were preferably horizontal on the right-hand page. And so every two-page spread was this three-image suite. And it was actually pretty cool. And one of the things that happened in the process of putting that book together was I was working on the layouts, placing these three images on facing pages, which, of course, in the computer don't look like facing pages. They just look like a flat presentation. Unlike when you open up a physical book, you would have the spine that would separate the left page image from the right page images. But that doesn't show up when we look at it on the computer in the layout software. And it got me thinking about putting together a framed print that had three images printed on a single sheet of paper. It's kind of a variation on the idea of a triptych. And so I started playing around with that idea with some of my own work, and I discovered it was pretty fascinating to do. For one reason, doing it on a single layout, on a single piece of paper, if you will, or think of it as a single Photoshop file with three images on it, you can arrange them differently. You can do a wide version that has a small image on the left, a small image on the right, and a third image in the middle that's bigger, almost looking kind of like a Russian icon presentation. Those altar panel paintings that are so prevalent in museums, maybe you've seen those. If you put three images on a single piece of paper, they can be three vertical images side by side, each of which is identical in size to the others. You can put three square images side by side that may or may not be the same size. You can take some of the images and bleed them off the edge so they go right to the edge of the paper and then do a floating mat. Obviously, you can do a sort of deckled edge look or some other sort of edge treatment to the image for all three images that show up on the single sheet of paper. It becomes a fascinating thing to do. Now, I tried doing a couple that had six images also because we had done the seeing in sixes thing, but six was too much. It became a little crowded and didn't look all that good. So I went back to three, and the more I've played with the idea, the more I'm enchanted with it. It just seems to open up so many possibilities for exploring a lot of creative layout things. Now, I'm doing that in InDesign because I have that layout software to use, but it's just as easy to do in Photoshop, where you can place a smart image and size it to whatever you want. You can play with overlapping images, you can play with transparencies, you can play with round images or oval images, at least not rectangular images. And I haven't mentioned anything yet about including text in this triptych, which opens up all kinds of possibilities, not only for titles, but for captions, for individual images, or for the trilogy at large. My current printer is relatively small. It's only a 13-inch printer. I wish I had my old 17-inch printers back, but I downsized when I headed out in the trailer a few years ago. So the maximum size paper I can feed in my printer is 13 by 19. But even so, I found that doing a trilogy is a relatively easy thing to do in that size. And don't forget that the triplet can either be printed on a horizontal piece of paper or on a vertical piece of paper. So if you do a vertical piece of paper with an edge bleed, for example, you can do 13 by 13 large image and still have a 13 by 6 area at the bottom or at the top for smaller images, or even one at the top and one at the bottom if they're panorama images. There's no end in sight in terms of the creative possibilities of combining three images on a single sheet of paper so that they work together as a group. If you've never done it, give it a try. It's a lot of fun.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.